It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An Oshkosh-based travel company has launched a campaign on how to identify and prevent human trafficking ahead of the NFL draft set for Green Bay.
Fox World Travel developed a prevention toolkit last year and hopes other businesses can work on the issue, especially in the coming months. The NFL draft event in April is expected to draw tens of thousands of visitors to the state.
These types of huge events can also appeal to traffickers. Here to discuss the toolkit is Kelly Chartrey, Vice President of Marketing and Lead for Community Engagement and Philanthropy at Fox World Travel. Kelly, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having us on today.
So on Friday, Fox World Travel holds an event that aims to provide education on how people can identify and prevent human trafficking. What is your goal as a travel company on this international problem?
Well, to be honest, it really comes down to the fact that we have so much communication with travelers that we have an opportunity to create awareness around what you should be looking for when you are out and about, because truly airports, hotels, restaurants, any of those travel hubs are the biggest places that any single one of us can look for signs, can be able to identify opportunities where there is someone being trafficked, and we can make action to prevent this. So that's truly the goal, is to just share with folks what are those things that they're going to be looking for.
And a one-stop place to find out information is this toolkit for corporate clients. Can you walk us through some of the things that you want to share in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So out on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and it's /prevent-trafficking-toolkit. It was originally created for those corporate travelers, but it really has major impact for anyone who is traveling, vacation travel, folks that are going to large meetings for their corporations. And it walks you through different things, such as we've got social media graphics and messaging out there. People can be posting and helping to create awareness. It has data and infographics around what it looks like and what are those things that you should be looking for. It has a pocket card out there that people can print, put into their wallet, and make sure that they have that phone number so that they can actually create that action when needed. So all of those things are out there, as well as direct links to the PACT website. PACT is Protect All Children Against Trafficking. And out there, there's going to be different videos. There's going to be seminars, things that children can watch, parents can watch, different languages. So really, it is just a one-stop shop for all of that information people can use.
I also noticed this online training program, 25-minute online training program, specifically for travel professionals as part of the toolkit. And I'm wondering, should training for travel agents on how to prevent human trafficking, should that be a standard part of professional development?
Absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity, because one of the perks of being in the travel industry is travel agents, travel advisors, they obviously travel a lot. So they should be absolutely well-versed in what those signs are that they should be looking for. And it's also a great opportunity to have a conversation with clients. So whether you're traveling for business, traveling for leisure, all of those different types of folks that are out there in the industry should absolutely be well-trained. At Fox World Travel, we train 100% of our staff annually. They go through this training. So it really does provide that opportunity just to keep it top of mind, because anytime, especially in the state of Wisconsin, when we have large events, that is an opportunity for traffickers to really have a hold. And so we want to make sure people have those tools top of mind any time of the day, regardless of if there is a large event, but those large events, those truly are the trigger for some of these events.
You know, Kelly, this reminds me, I was recently in Manhattan, and my hotel room, it had a warning sign about human trafficking placed next to the coffee maker. All the screens in the hotel lobby had recurring messages about how to prevent trafficking. And I felt like the hotel was really making an effort here. Or perhaps this was coming maybe from New York, or, you know, is this type of engagement on this issue typical for hotels?
Absolutely. Yeah. Typical for hotels, typical for airports. So that is a really good thing that everybody should know as well, because, and just to kind of break out some of the core pieces of that toolkit, I mean, you're going to look for things like people who are maybe under distress, they are disoriented, they don't have control over their documents. You know, those types of behaviors really trigger us to say, is this a situation I should be thinking about? And those people that work at the airports and work at the hotels, they are extra trained in what to do, where to go, and how to handle the situations, because that's really where the events are taking place. So yes, it is absolutely traditional that that's going to happen in an airport, that that's going to happen in a hotel. Matter of fact, unfortunately, we had a news release that came out from the Oshkosh Police Department just on Saturday about a local hotel that was targeted with exactly that happening. So we were able to identify it and we were able to make the bust and be able to protect the person that was being trafficked. And without having that involvement from the local hotel staff, you just don't have that kind of protection available.
We're talking about new efforts to combat human trafficking. Kelly Chartres here, Vice President of Marketing and Lead for Community Engagement and Philanthropy at Fox World Travel. That's based in Oshkosh. Kelly, the NFL draft will draw tens of thousands of people over 3 days to the Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, all of that area, northeast Wisconsin. You know, why might events like this be something to really take note on for human trafficking?
To be honest, and I want to be careful not to just single out the draft. The draft is going to simply bring hundreds of thousands of people to northeast Wisconsin. And so it's not the actual activity of the draft. It's really just the influx of the people. And so no matter what the large event is in Wisconsin, that truly is just where traffickers have the opportunity, because they're really hidden by so many people. And honestly, it's really the prevention and education that we have to focus on. Like I said, I mean, just this past Saturday, with no events taking place in the state of Wisconsin, we had a situation and the police department was able to act. But it really is just about influx of people and what does that mean? So as we're just going out with our families to a restaurant, if we're traveling, whatever that is, we're just keeping our eyes open is all that means when we have that extra influx.
And someone may think, oh, you know, human trafficking, that's only happening in big cities or happening somewhere else, that it can't happen in my Wisconsin community or in the Fox Valley. What do you say to that?
It's, I tell you, I've got kids. I've got an 11-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter, and I see these things that happen. And it absolutely just makes my stomach turn. I read this article from the Oshkosh Police Department, and I can't believe it happens. And I think for all of us, we just have to think about the fact that it can be happening on a micro level or on a macro level. And that means that just one person at one hotel being trafficked by somebody and under the control of somebody else, put into sexual slavery, put into domestic servitude. I mean, there are so many ways and places that this happens, that I just think that's where the vigilance comes in. And that's where the proactive communication, the proactive awareness, having conversations with our kids, with our families. It's really unfortunate, but it does happen no matter the size of the community.
You've mentioned hotels, airports. There can be train stations maybe used by traffickers to move and exploit their victims. What policies and practices would you like other businesses, other industries to adopt to better prevent human trafficking?
You know, that is a great question. And I don't even know so much if it has to do with different industries, because truly so many of us travel for so many reasons. It could be somebody coming from Appleton and just going to Green Bay for the day to enjoy one of the amenities up there. And or it could just be us taking off on spring break. We know that spring break is coming up and a lot of us will be traveling for that. So to me, it's really just about human citizens just banding together and really being thoughtful about what you're seeing, and definitely, definitely erring on the side of action. Because I think so many times we say, is that, could that be, I wonder if. And boy, I tell you, if that was my family that was being impacted, I'd sure want a stranger to err on the side of caution.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, that blue campaign, says that traffickers often take advantage of the privacy and the anonymity that can be found in the hospitality industry. And hotels can be especially attractive locations for all forms of trafficking. With that said, what can the hospitality industry do to be a leader here and to help other, you know, other businesses or, you know, really take a lead on this issue?
Yeah, I think that is a terrific question. And I love that the hotels really do get proactive with their communication. But I think what it comes down to is, like you mentioned earlier, it's just that opportunity to keep that message alive and out in front of people that are in the hotel. And it's really interesting because some of the things that you're looking for in the hotel space, if rooms are getting cleaned far more often than what the normal turn would be, if you're seeing a tremendous amount of things like towels and sheets being moved out of hotel rooms, if you're seeing an influx of people going in and out and in and out of hotel rooms, I mean, those truly are triggers that we should all be aware of. And those staff at the hotels are all thoroughly trained. So really, it's the communication. I think that is the biggest thing with Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Saturday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day. It really is about awareness, 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 training, knowledge, and just, again, banding together as a community, in my opinion.
Going back to the toolkit, the prevention toolkit, will Fox World Travel do anything to track or to measure its impact on this issue of human trafficking? And what are your next steps as a company in this area?
So one of the things that's wonderful about this toolkit is it is all put onto one landing page. So especially this month, as we really highlight this opportunity, it's a great way for us to just be able to look at the traffic to that website and see what kind of traction we've been able to gain. We know just by being able to put that press conference together that we did last week, Friday, has really helped us get our message out in front of a lot of the Northeast Wisconsin news media stations, which is fantastic. And so that's where I would say the tracking and the traffic is really centralized. I think aside from that, we have a really amazing network of associates that do a lot of social media sharing. So that is primary for us as well, is just to make sure that our associates are getting all these messages out to their networks and organically helping to get that to spread.
Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you taking the time to have us today. Really appreciate that.
Kelly Chartrey is Vice President of Marketing at Fox World Travel in Oshkosh. We've been talking about how the company is shedding light on human trafficking, created this toolkit to help identify and prevent human trafficking. For disclosure, Fox World Travel is the contracted agency for Universities of Wisconsin Travel, and WPR is a service of UW-Madison.